and welcome to a new edition of Mercenary Musings Radio, a bi-weekly audio program featuring mining analyst and commodities expert, the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulp. We are your most trusted source for in-depth analysis and commentary on commodities, mining, and the junior resource sector. And joining us on the line is the mercenary geologist himself, Mickey Fulp. Mickey, how you doing? It's been quite a while.
It has been quite a while. I think 6 weeks, Rob. I'm doing well.
Good
Had
stuff.
Some travel to Scandinavia and Colorado and various places in Vancouver now for the end of the year. It's always a good time to be here.
Okay. Well, last time out, Mickey, and it was quite some time ago, we dug into the copper market. Today, I guess you could say we're really broadening out the discussion to the entire industrial metals complex, which of course includes copper, but there's, among other things, aluminum, copper, lead, zinc, nickel, steel, tin, to name a few. And as a group, this has been one red hot area of the market, Mickey. We've seen a remarkable move so far this year.
Well, we have most hard commodities hit the bottom of a 5-year bear market cycle, which arguably started in mid 2011, hit bottom on January 20th. Copper, oil, variety of other commodities all hit 5-year lows or something like that. And luckily, I picked that bottom by the end of January. Now, for oil, and we're not really going to talk about much about oil today, but it tested that low of less than $27 a barrel in mid-February, but it's up 75% so far this year. That's another show for us. Copper hit a 5-year, 6-year, 7-year low of $1.96 on that particular date. It's up 33%, but by far this has been the best performing sector in 2015.
Yeah.
That said, Rob, prices are still very low.
Okay, so what's been driving the renewed enthusiasm that we've seen in this area, Mickey? I know that we've been getting some decent signs out of China concerning economic growth there. And then we had that stunning upset in the U.S. election, which has brought a lot of fresh money into the market.
Well, it certainly has. I mean, we've already stated we're at the bottom of a 5-year bear cycle. And that becomes contrarian plays for speculators and hedge funds and private equity, and they moved en masse into the market. We've had strengthening in demand from China, especially for iron ore and coking coal. We're not going to talk about coal much today, but coking coal is up something on the order of 300% this year. The emerging market country economies are improving. And then, as you've alluded to, Rob, the election of Trump, I don't know, it was certainly a surprise to the media. I don't know if it was such a surprise to the American populace.
Right.
But the guy he's pro-business. He's a Wall Street guy. He's anti-regulation. He's calling for corporate tax relief in the U.S., repatriation of overseas profits. And then his big thing, of course, is the infrastructure build-out, which is very good for all metals. And, you know, he's making friends in the auto industry. So despite U.S. dollar rise, now at a 13-year high, the price strength of commodities continues.
Yeah, let's stay on the Trump theme for a little bit here. Mickey, I'm wondering if any sense that perhaps the market may be getting a little bit ahead of itself. I know I've seen some quotes alluding to this euphoria taking hold after Trump's election. He hasn't moved into the White House yet. He hasn't done anything just yet.
No, he hasn't. So, I mean, I think this is common, a post-election euphoria, especially with a promise of change. We'll see how much change he can actually enact here. But, you know, the mood is very positive. And even before Trump was elected, you know, we had major, major run-ups in commodities here. You know, iron ore up 68% this year. But, you know, we will go back to the fact that it's at $73 a ton. Compare that to $160 a ton 4 years ago.
Right.
So this looks like an incipient bear market. But let's look at zinc. Zinc touched $1.30 on Friday intraday. That's a high since late 2007, Rob.
Yeah.
That's below the before the global economic crisis. So it's up 75% this year. The real one that's lagged behind this whole thing has been copper. and copper lagged until the beginning of this month, and it finally broke its resistance at 220. It closed Friday at 262. So, I mean, you go across the board, moly, nickel, lead, aluminum, all up anywhere from 15 to 30% this year.
Yeah, and I'm reading that was the International Copper Association talking about Chinese demand certainly fueling a pretty good increase. Imports of copper into China this year up about 31% on a year-over-year basis. And we got forecasts for continued growth as well. So when you consider all the metals that make up the industrial basket, Mickey, is there one that really stands out in your mind? You alluded to zinc at an eight-year high. Is there anything that really stands out in terms of if you're going to just kind of play the market or focus on one, this is the one to do it?
Well, I think it's copper. Okay. You know, copper is up 33% over the year, and that's maybe mid and for the rest of the metals in the middle of the pack. But, you know, if we have a stronger world economy, and especially if we have a stronger economy in the U.S. with infrastructure build out, that's a lot of copper. So we look at copper inventories with 8 days worth of copper. That basically means in a little bit more than a week of usual world demand, the world would have no supplies of copper on the ready. So I am very bullish on copper. You know, I'm also bullish on zinc. I think this, and it's very seldom I am bullish on zinc. But, you know, we've had a three-year drop in inventories ongoing. Inventories of zinc are a five-and-a-half-year low. Not being a zinc guy, that said, I just went into a new zinc deal in Ireland. So if we can maintain these prices, there's certainly room to grow for copper. There's room to grow for iron ore. Coking coal's probably a little ahead of itself right now.
Right.
But all in all, I have a fairly optimistic view going forward for commodities.
Okay, and you know what is a really interesting fact throughout this entire story, Mickey, is that the U.S. dollar and metals tend to move in opposite directions. That inverse correlation is not working right now.
No, it isn't. I mean, we're looking right now at a dollar index of well over 100. It pushed up toward the upper parts of the 101 range, backed off a little bit on Friday, I suppose. But, this is a 13-year high, and so it's been counterintuitive, countercyclical with a rising gold price. A rising dollar price and continually rising commodity prices.
Yeah, and we have the U.S. Federal Reserve, Mickey, that's expected to hike interest rates in December and at least have, perhaps two, three interest rate hikes in 2017 as well. So that can add fuel to continued strengthening in the U.S. dollar. Would you see that as a possible threat to this metals rally, or do you think that the demand for the metals is strong enough that it can continue to basically strengthen and the prices can continue to rise even as the U.S. dollar strengthens?
Well, right now, Rob, I think the markets have built in a 0.25% rise in December. Mm-hmm. And you really think about it, it's not amount to a hill of beans in terms of the overall economy of the world, 0.25% in a zero interest rate policy. But if the Fed does what it says it's going to do and two or three more raises this year, that's inflationary, and so that's good for metal prices. And once again, Trump's run on this idea of making America great again, making America go again, and you know, it kind of is reminiscent a bit, probably a lot less in terms of its magnitude. But if you remember what China did post-global economic crisis in 2008-2009, what they did, they didn't do any quantitative easing. They didn't buy back their own treasury bonds. What they really did was went on a big infrastructure build-out. So that was their stimulus. And you're seeing, I think, a similar idea, similar policy coming, or I hope it's coming in the United States. I really hope Trump is able to accomplish some of the things he's promulgating at this juncture.
Okay, and you had mentioned Fed rate expectations. You said two or three rate hikes this year. In fact, you were referring to 2017, Mickey.
Oh, yes, yeah, within the next year. Absolutely
right. Okay, yeah. Now, how have we seen the equities ride out this move higher in the prices. Certainly, there have been winners in the base metals areas of the markets. Comment for us, Mickey, on how far they've moved in relation to the prices.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Tech is up 500% this year. Anglo American up 200%. Glencore up about 215%. NiStar, the big zinc producer, world's largest zinc producer, I think, has had a really rough year despite rising zinc and lead and silver prices. And the other industry that's had a really tough time is uranium, down 46% this year. It's at a 12-year low, so since 2004. Cameco, the big E.N., uranium, integrated uranium nuclear company, is down 26% for the year. That might be a buy signal for Cameco.
Okay, and overall, Mickey, in wrapping up, investing in the base metal sector at this stage of the game, you still see opportunity, obviously.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm positioning myself. I've participated in startup companies over the last couple of months in gold and uranium and zinc, and I'm trying to do a copper deal right now. So, for a contrarian like me, this is when you position yourself to make the big bucks, is what we think will be a bull market coming.
All righty then, Mickey, well, let's wrap it up on that note. We'll try to get together again in a couple of weeks. Who knows? Our schedules have been conflicting, but we're going to do another show in 2 or 3 weeks from now. What do you think about the energy sector? Is that a good spot to start?
Yeah, I think we're about due for an energy sector review. We'll try to cover coal. We've already alluded to both coking coal and thermal coal as a couple of the best performers this year with the oil and gas markets, and expound a little bit more on uranium.
Okay, great stuff. We'll talk to you in a few weeks, Mickey.
All right, thanks a lot, Rob.
That's Mickey Fulp, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. And you can always hear Mickey's latest opinion exclusively on mercenarygeologist.fm and kitco.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.